You know, you could tell that we had Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They had a good lifting and running session yesterday, but to come out and practice, I thought it was solid in that we've got what we needed to be accomplished. But, you know, I think we had to work into where you saw at the end of practice, the energy and the excitement came back, which is, you know, I think I've talked to you before about that sometimes when we have a couple days off. But on the other side, I thought it was really good as far as health for our team. You know, guys, I think, feel better. Their bodies feel better. And, you know, that's the main thing at this time of the year is that you know, that part of it with, you know, any subtle injuries or aches or things like that kind of diminish as we go on. So we'll be smart with our team again this week, practice again tomorrow, and then Thursday they'll have off.
Is Toby in a position, if he's healthy, where you'd like to see him get some extensive work because he's been running the ball pretty hard against Baltimore and Tennessee?
Yeah, I think to continue in that manner. You know, the one thing that we've noticed with Toby is the more carries he gets, it seems like, you know, he gets it going a little bit more. The yards after contact, I think, and seeing that, you know, as an inside runner, he's doing some good things. So that's, you know, the plan now with the three running backs that we have would be ultimately to get him more carries.
You guys have spent most of the season searching for those core guys on special teams.
Yeah.
No matter who, do you guys have to start over every year on that? Does every team have to start over in camp?
No, I don't think every team has to start over, but it seems like many years ago, you would have your seven or eight core guys. And if you had that, you were in pretty good shape. I think now the way it's evolved to where it is you might have three or four or even five of those core guys, but then you have two other guys that are, you know, two core here and two core here, and they're adding up to one between two. You're seeing more of that. So we've had to be flexible. I think that we're getting closer to developing more core guys, but not there yet. I think you're seeing, like, Tommy Campbell was up and had, what, three tackles, I believe, in the game last week as a special teams player. So now we look for consistency out of him and see if he can do other things on special teams to become more of a core guy.
There was a report that Roy Miller is going to shut it down for the season. Anything on that?
Well, no, because right now he wants to take a look at it, and we're going to see how he is at the end of the week on Friday. So we'll have a better idea Friday where
What's
he's at.
What's the game, though, at this point?
Well, because it's Roy. He's really competitive, and, you know, he wants to play. So I think it's more on us just to see how much does he come back. That's where the extra couple days for him has been beneficial. So I think we'll be cautious with him, but I know he wants to, you know, us to be patient with him and see how he feels on Friday.
Is that the same approach with Branch? Because that's the same thing. Why even bring him back at this point?
Well, no, because Branch, I mean, he same thing. He wants to play, and we want to see him play. So, you know, it's we're in our team meeting rooms and how we're talking to players right now. This is an important game for us as far as building a mindset. You know, we talk about some objectives we want to get accomplished, and how we're going to go about accomplishing those objectives comes back to our core principles and philosophy. But we put it to challenge last week, and we're putting again the challenge this week. So, you know, I think that's why you're seeing the players' urgency, like Roy and Brancher, want to be a part of this.